Encouragement for times of affliction. Words from Jesus.
I know it is difficult to endure affliction, but you can rest assured that I am with you to comfort you and carry you through. My Spirit will speak words of comfort to your heart, encouraging words that will give you strength. While I am able to raise you up instantly and deliver you from affliction, I often allow nature to run its course, because this works my purpose in your spirit and often even in your body once you have fully recovered. Just as your spirit is renewed by time with me, your body is often renewed and regenerated by times of rest and recuperation. As you feed and nourish your body with the good food that I supply, this builds your bodily strength. And as you slow your pace and take time in my word and my presence, free from the distractions and business and many matters that surround you each day, this provides an opportunity to nurture and strengthen your spirit. Know that I am near to strengthen you and to prepare you for the busy days ahead. Take time to rest. Spend time reading my word and receiving my words of love, comfort, and guidance for you personally, from my heart to yours, that will sustain you now and in the future. Trust that as you use this time to seek my face, you will go from strength to strength. I am with you to comfort you, to speak to your heart, and to raise you up. Eternal weight of glory. Though times of affliction may not seem good at the moment, one day you will rejoice for the fruit it has borne and be glad that I brought you through it. Remember that your light afflictions are preparing you for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. I see into eternity far beyond what you can imagine or think. I know your earthly limitations, but I ask you to look beyond the things that are seen to the things that are unseen, knowing that the things that are seen are transient, while the things that are unseen are eternal. I am working in your life to prepare your spirit for your eternal future. The things of this world are temporal. Times of affliction and testing work to refine your spirit and to build and enhance your character. When you arrive in heaven, you will rejoice and be thankful that I prepared you for your eternal life. You will be so thankful that you trusted me in the dark times and held on. But know that I will never suffer you to be tempted beyond what you are able. I will be with you each step of the way. You need only to look into my face and remember how much I love you, and that I will bring you forth as fine gold. Your earthly afflictions will be but for a short time, so continue to look to me and the joy that is set before you. Turn to me in your time of trouble and call on me. I will always answer you. When you suffer and feel pain, when you feel alone, know that I am with you. You will never suffer alone, for I am always by your side. Remind yourself of the depth of my love for you, and as you do, you will be filled with my peace and joy. I will care for you and help you all the days of your life until I bring you home. Joy will come. Though the struggle may endure for a time, joy will always come again. Though weeping may endure for a night, joy will come in the morning. Though the battles with affliction may rage, I will always bring deliverance and the strength and grace you need. You may feel weak and unable to overcome the challenges you are facing, but it is at these times that I call you to look to me to find the strength, grace, and determination you need. Trust that I can bring perfect peace and rest to your troubled mind, and joy and light to your aching heart. I delight in using your weakness to demonstrate my strength and power, and my grace will always be sufficient. These times of testing work to bring about greater strength and depth in your life and closeness to me as my strength is made perfect in your weakness. In times when this battle with your health lingers long and hard, I will be with you. Seek me and call upon me, that I may show you all that you have gained through your brokenness and your desperation and how you have grown spiritually. I promise to use every single thing you face in life, including your afflictions, for your good. That is my solemn and unbreakable promise. The Cross of Affliction. You have truly borne your cross bravely, with praise on your lips and in your heart. I have heard your prayers, and I have poured forth grace and strength for this time of affliction. Be comforted to know that I was also greatly afflicted, which was the fulfillment of prophecy that foretold of my suffering. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. I had so many afflictions that many thought surely God must be displeased with me. Otherwise, why would I be so afflicted? But that was not the case, and my suffering was for an eternal purpose. Each person who chooses to follow me is called to take up their cross. Each person has a unique cross that they are given to bear. The cross is your preparation for the unfading crown of glory you will receive. There is no cross without a crown, and though you may have to bear your cross longer than you would have chosen, remember that I walked this path before you. Hold fast to the promise that you will be blessed for remaining steadfast during times of testing, and you will receive the crown of life promised to those who love me. Your crown of life will serve as a testimony of the cross you carried throughout your life on earth and your faithfulness to follow me. Sufficient Grace. I see your heart. I know the depths of your love for me, and your commitment and the sacrifices that you've made because of this love. You have been a vessel of my love to others. My spirit has been poured out through you to others in great measure. You have been an example to many of dedication, perseverance, and faith. Faith that trusts in spite of circumstances and proclaims in word and deed, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I am the great physician and the God of all flesh, and there is nothing too hard for me, including your healing. Yet I also wish for you to trust that even in this suffering and pain, I am working for your good. I have worked in your life through the trials and afflictions that you have faced, and you have become a priceless vessel. Through your pain, you have drawn closer to me and gained understanding and compassion. Through your sorrows and loneliness, you have received of my spirit and grown in your faith and dependence on me. Know that this suffering and these times of affliction, though they have been heavy burdens, are not worthy to be compared to the glory that will be revealed in you. I have called you in your sorrow and pain, and you have heeded my call, following me by faith because of your love for me. I have given you the grace to stand strong. Know that my grace will always be sufficient for you, and my arms will always be around you to uphold you when you're weak and to lift you up when you fall. My care and protection will surround you every day of your life. Our Intercessor. My precious one, I come before my Father's throne as your intercessor. You are my dear child, and I watch over you with tender care. Though I am king of all, I intercede on your behalf for the strength, faith, and trust you need to keep going. I take upon my shoulders a great portion of your suffering and pain. I stand beside you with my arms underneath you, carrying you each step of the way. Cling to my presence, dear one. Do not give way to fear or worry, for I intercede on your behalf for the healing, pardon, and mercy you seek. The moments of your afflictions are numbered. They're not endless, neither do they pass by uncounted. They are all measured, and each one that passes is one less that you will ever have to endure again. These moments, though precious due to the wisdom, compassion, humility, grace, and strength in weakness gained, are hard to endure, but they will come to pass. Rest in me, and trust that this time of affliction will also pass. I love you, and I will uphold you and sustain you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.